The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I believe full air attack, special operations forces, and getting as many allies as we can, ideally Arab allies on the ground, and of course the Iraqi army has to be back in the field.
That's Pete King, the congressman from New York, talking about ISIL and what needs to be done. The president spoke about the Islamic State and the fact that he's going to hold a press conference for the United States and the world to see on Wednesday, talking about strategy. Yes, the word strategy actually came up. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Here we are again, back where we started on America Tonight, hanging with all of you, kicking off yet another week. Boy, we have a lot to get to, including some fun stuff like the 49ers home game, I mean away game, against the Dallas Cowboys. The NFL was in full swing. You know, it says something about any stadium when you look around and it's people aren't cheering for the home team, they're cheering for the away team. There has got to be a problem if that's happening. What does it mean that the fans bailed on the team and all the tickets were sold to the away folks? I don't know. Or that many people from San Francisco decided, I'm going to make Texas my home. I can't decide. Anyway, as we kick things off and we have lots to get to, Peter King saying we have to be more vigilant than ever and that this is the time to go after the Islamic State now rather than later. And, you know, Pete King being the longtime rep from New York, the opposite of Senator Chuck Schumer, who, if you look at the Senate, is a longtime rep on the Democratic side and in the other chamber, they actually are both kind of in agreement here. So the Democrats and the Republicans coming down hard saying something has to be done. Pete King went on to say that even though the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda have been ramping up their nasty, vile words about getting to the United States and killing Westerners and all that kind of stuff, he said he doesn't know of any threat against the homeland, but that we can't let our guard down because the anniversary of 9/11 is coming up, and that's always a scary, scary thing for the people who have their eyes on the intelligence and anything that looks like, seems like it could be a threat to the United States, because there's always a stepped-up effort figuring that if something were going to happen, they would try to make it happen on that day. As far as the Islamic State is concerned, it's story after story about still beheading children and killing family members and raping women and all the sordid things that we've heard that has not stopped. Maybe a day or two you don't hear anything and then you hear something else horrific as they make the march to Baghdad, which I think is very scary. If they have enough people to really descend on Baghdad, big problems in Iraq. So Wednesday is a huge day as the president is going to talk about involving the Arab world in this fight against these jihadists. The Arab world has been pretty quiet. If you think of Saudi Arabia, Jordan, United Arab Emirates, they have a lot on the line, and finally they've decided to come out of the shadows, so to speak, and jump into this with a couple of guarantees. I want to hear what that's all about. Arab allies on the ground would be very powerful and is what was lacking in the first place here. How many times did I say that right from the very beginning? The Saudis have to be involved. They have to be involved. And I'm sure they're scared to death that there's probably, if they're not scared to death, they know it, there's probably some Saudi nationals mixed into the middle of this, as before we saw what happened to us on 9/11. Saudi nationals. How many were Saudis? 26, something like that. So because of the beheading of the two American journalists, because of the atrocities against the Iraqis, now it can't be ignored. And the Arabian Peninsula has to be involved. And apparently they're going to be involved, which is really, really intriguing. Think of, again, what this would add to the push against a strengthening Islamic State, because they've got money, they've got weaponry, and they have the ultimate thing, the seducing of the young guns to come and be a part of what they're trying to do. So the U.S. can't act without Sunni support in the area, right? How are you successful against ISIL unless the Sunnis in the area are willing to also be a part of this? So this partnership and Wednesday is a very, very big day. I mean, look, we still have, when we talk about scary things in the United States, we still have 6,000 plus students with visas that we haven't found. Have they left the country? Are they, you know, we saw this, what happened before, Saudis who had student visas. Are we worried about that when we talk about 9/11? I think that should be part of the conversation, that they have to be tracked down. And are they part of this more radical group? Is anybody in that group part of it? Or no, it simply lapsed and they're just trying to assimilate and it has nothing to do with that. And where are we talking about with these student visas? But either way, I think that also is just a sidebar part of the overall picture of, if you're going to continue to say we're doing everything we can intelligence-wise, you got to lock down those student visas. You have to lock down the student visas, because that's a big part of what happened the last time around. But not to confuse the two, Islamic State, huge strategy is what we're hearing, strategy from the president to be released on Wednesday to the nation and really to the world, that we're going to have these alliances with other countries, including the Arab nations. But are they fully engaged, or is it a shaky promise from the Saudis? Is it a shaky promise from the United Arab Emirates? That's what I want to know. And we can't afford to waste any more time. Throw the strategy out, get to it. Throw the strategy out, get to it. There's nothing else on the to-do list. This is topping the to-do list now, especially with other countries saying, okay, they're willing to be part of the coalition. Engage now, not later. Dianne Feinstein said that, and she was right. We don't want to engage later. If we're going to do something, we got to do it now. So if there's an announcement on Wednesday, it has to start happening on Wednesday. It has to happen on Thursday, Friday, boom. Not into another week, not a timetable, direct engagement. Direct engagement. The U.S. military so far, 130 airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Iraq in the last month. You knew that, right? And in retaliation, this is what they're saying, they beheaded two Americans that they were holding hostage in Syria, where they also have big, big operations. So let's see how far this goes. All right, if you want to throw in your two cents, you can. 855-266-5283. We're booting it to the other side. We're going to mix in some odds and ends along the way, but also a conversation with Nathan Niehaus. You don't want to miss that. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Tonight, Nathan Marens joins us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. And when we talk about limited government, and this is so near and dear to my heart on America Tonight, boy, we have talked about this for a while now. The online sales tax and what's happening there. Nathan just did a piece in the Daily Caller, an op-ed, and in it, some of the points we could pick out and talk about are for the people that are opposed to leveling the playing field, this is a quote from that, on grounds that it will ultimately lead to more revenue for state governments, there is also a simple solution. Cut taxes. Thank you, Nathan, for saying that. Cut taxes. What a novel idea. It's so infuriating. This is just a little bit of Washington trickery, I think. What do you think?
Sure, it definitely is. And it's one of those issues that, you know, the other side is very good at demonizing, because anytime you talk about taxes and how that works, a lot of people's knee-jerk reaction is, whoa, we don't want to do anything with taxes, you know, moving them around. The only thing that we want is spending cuts. And that's definitely something that the government should do. However, the fact of the matter is we have a bunch of taxes in place that are harming our economy, and one of the ways to lessen some of that damage is to make them apply across the board so that you are not having a situation where you have the government picking which business it likes and which business it dislikes because it is applying different tax rates to different businesses based on the type that they are.
Yeah, and so it's different because if you look at this, and this is being taken up now in the fall, right? So this is a chance, since we haven't seen very much of this, to have Republicans and Democrats connect and agree on this. It seems like it would be such a layup to me But yet I fear it's going to go in the opposite direction. If you're handicapping this, which I guess you are doing in the op-ed piece, what do you think happens here?
I think that it is likely that it moves forward this fall. Like you said, it does have some bipartisan support, and, you know, in general, that's a good way to have legislation moved. You know, typically in my mind, you know, when you think of bipartisan support, that doesn't necessarily equate with a good thing. In this particular instance, I believe that it is. You also have to keep in mind that we have, of course, the fall midterm congressional elections coming up. And, you know, what happens there is going to greatly impact the political climate in D.C. and the makeup of the new Congress going into next year. So whether it happens, isn't some movement on the bill this year or next year, is in large part going to hinge on what happens during the elections and what the balance of power is going forward.
Now, there are a couple of governors, am I right, that have stepped forward and they've signed already. They have a law in the books in their states that's going to cut the state income tax to match any growth in any of the money from collecting online sales tax, correct?
Sure. And, you know, one thing also to keep in mind is that we're not talking about a new tax here. You know, if you buy something, you know, through an online-only retailer, you as a consumer already have an existing obligation to pay the sales tax on that. It's called a use tax in this particular instance, for that sale. So, you know, what the legislation is doing is it is enabling the states to have better control over that process so that the tax is applied in a uniform manner, picking some businesses for special treatment and others for less special treatment, but instead applying it across the board in a uniform manner to a tax that already is owed. So there may be some better, you know, collection mechanism in place that enables, you know, some increase in revenue. And if that is the case, then the cuts to income tax that have been signed by in a couple of states, you know, would offset that. And in other states like Texas, which hasn't done anything on it yet, but has strong legislator support for this idea, even from the Tea Party caucus there, it's something that probably will happen if Congress acts on this bill.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens if they make the push there. Nathan Marens, president of Americans for Limited Government, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and how big that affects so many of us, and because of everything else that's going on, and, you know, certainly this is something that we have talked about before. I mean, here's the operative thing. The whole deal with taxes, how much can we afford before the dam breaks? And how many of us already feel like the dam is broken? So now we're talking about online tax, and ultimately it sounds like, well, okay, so what does that mean? You know, it's how much does that affect you? Well, the answer is it would affect you a lot. And because it's just another thing that's leveled at you, and we're getting hit in all directions when it comes to that. So let's hope, and although it may ultimately, as he says, it may ultimately come to fruition because they can do as they like. There's the public comment period and all of that. But then ultimately the FCC rolls on, and unless there's just incredible massive outrage, and there has been some of that, but just not quite enough of it, then what we'll see happen is you'll be paying that tax that will ultimately, everything will be passed on to you. And so that's where I say it gets us all in the end. So we're not paying attention to it and you think, oh, that doesn't matter. You know, actually, it really does. That's like the deadliest words to hook together. It doesn't really matter when anyone says tax money. We weren't taking this out before. I think you need to look deeper into it, which is why we've probably done things on this, on the online sales tax now. That's probably the 10th thing that we've done on it, because I think it's something that gets botched. I think it's something that gets ultimately gets missed, let's say, and everything else that's happening. All right, a couple of other things have kind of gone under the radar, speaking of things that you might have missed. And what about the search for 370? Yeah. Has that been called off? Somebody asked me that this weekend. Do you know what's going on with the search for the Malaysian airliner? Well, my friends, how much money has been spent on that? Malaysian Airlines. Someone told me the other day that they had a sister that unfortunately had to get on Malaysian Air, and it was like a ghost airliner. 6 months ago, do you believe it? 230-some people jump on board thinking that this is no big deal. Going from Kuala Lumpur to China to Beijing, a lot of people saved up a bunch of money to get there because they wanted to see China. And sadly, who knows what happened to it? It just disappears. Boom, gone. It just vanishes. Are we not convinced that the plane plummeted into the Indian Ocean somewhere and we have no clue where it is, even though frantically there was so much movement over the satellite information and radar information? And, oh, yeah, the plane was off course and it probably went down when it ran out of fuel, and but yet we thought we saw debris from satellite images, and it was flotsam. That's all it was, just garbage. But yet millions was spent looking for the flotsam that turned out to be nothing, just another false lead. How much of the wide open sea has been scoured? 4.5 million kilometers. An underwater drone with sonar, nothing. Picks up pings by other ships. Pulses. Oh, we're getting closer. We're getting closer. CNN became the cried wolf network over this. Because you really thought they were finding it. If you listen to them, dramatic images of flight, what we believe is the flight that went down, and of course it never was. And now you still had dozens of missions. And nothing. Terribly heartbroken families who, you want to talk about awful strategy, who were told three different things from Malaysia Air and were going to be flown to Australia because they were so certain that they had something in Australia. And, of course, they didn't have that. Just these pings that were not from the signal from the plane at all. So where is the plane? What's happening now is they're still looking at all of the information. In other words, they're poring over the this failed satellite phone call from the staff when the plane disappeared. They're looking at the failed call closer to get an idea of maybe where the plane was, where it was traveling when that happened. And the Australians are the ones who are responsible for this. The Prime Minister says, you know, they're all over it. They're trying to figure that out. At what point do they kind of back off of this? Back off. They backed off a little bit. But at what point do they say, you know, this is a strange case. We're just going to wait and just take it slow and go over the data even closer. All right. Stay with us.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tonight, we're going to take you through the week that was in the NFL and a couple other sports shorts to mix in. The great Derek Jeter, the Yankees, says goodbye. Wow, hard to believe. That means you're getting old. Derek Jeter came up when I was coming up. I covered Derek Jeter a bunch when I was in New York. Nicest guy ever. And now he takes his final curtain call. Plus, Serena Williams with another giant win at the U.S. Open, the only American representing at our U.S. Open, which, did you know, is our number one sporting event. And what happened in week one of the NFL, we still have more action to take place, but Sunday, of course, being the big day for gridiron action, and boy, it didn't disappoint, especially the early games. But before we get there, you know, this show is all about you. I always say you can throw in your two cents. I mean it. Right of right, left of left, doesn't matter. 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. Many of you did just that, so let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Lizzie. She says, Katie Kate and all the boys that work with you, I really enjoy America Tonight. Somehow I accidentally came across it. Yes, accidentally. But I stayed around and listened, and you have hooked me, my dear. So how about that? Speaking of being hooked, I think I was hooked into voting for Obama. I am a Democrat, but I have to say I am sorely disappointed in what the president has done. Secondly, in this term, he has been an abomination, and I hate to use that play on words, but I cannot stand what's happening in Washington. It seems like nothing but excuses, and how did I hear you put it one night? There is a lack of action. It's always about reaction. Well, you know, here's the thing. His polling numbers are going down, and I just think it's a question of philosophies, partly. Is it that, you know, the buck stops here and I'm not going to be thin-skinned? And remember when they first came in, it was all about this administration. It was all about, okay, we're going to be transparent because, oh, the Bush people weren't transparent, so now this is what we're going to be. We're going to be transparent. And that's the problem. They weren't transparent, and I think that really happened more in the second term. I think that's what you're trying to say, that the second term was disappointing to especially anybody who's a lifelong Democrat because they voted for Obama thinking they were going to get somebody who was pro-environmental, somebody who was, although he has done some things that would fit into that category, but to me it was like, okay, now we have to do this. Also thinking initially that, boom, the war is going to wrap up quickly, and of course it didn't, and now we're stuck in this situation. We are war-weary. There's no way you can have massive boots on the ground, even with this Islamic State situation. And then the biggest thing is the affordable health care. Of course there's going to be problems if you try to implement any kind of health care. Of course. I don't care what party you are. I don't care if you're an independent. I don't care who tried to push anything through when it came to health care. It would never be smooth sailing. But the things that have happened have been so shocking to so many people, not what they were expecting, getting dropped off of plans to pay more for something that might as well just be emergency insurance because it's worse than what they had. And there are many, many problems with the affordable health care plan. Does that get ironed out? It's not about even the deadlines. It's not even about the stuff in the beginning with the computer and all that. It's more about the coverage you're getting, what you're paying, and what you thought you were getting with something that was termed affordable health care. And to me, that may be the biggest thing. That and immigration has been a mess. So a lot of the executive orders, I believe, are blowing up on the White House. The idea of executive actions, the idea to just, okay, I'm going it alone. We're just going to do this because there's too much of a logjam in Congress. So here we go. But the problem is, okay, we're going to do this thing with immigration, but we haven't thought it out far enough, so we have no strategy for it. So then it becomes worse. It makes the situation worse. We've got kids in buses. Remember when this first kicked in, and we don't know what to do with them. You can't implement a plan like that. So who are you appeasing? Because it's bungled. It's not working. And that's when I say, and I think this is at all levels, too, by the way. It's not just the White House. I think this is Congress, too. We always react. It's about action. How about getting in front of a problem before it becomes worse? Look, we all know this in our own lives. If you have a problem, you have debt. You don't try to accrue more debt, right? Because if you just bury your head in the sand, you keep spending on credit cards, what happens? You're in a bigger hole. We know that, right? We're smart enough. We get it. Oh, it seems like that hole just keeps getting bigger in Washington with everything, whether we're talking about financial, whether we're talking about budgets, whether we're talking about a government that's just way too big, we can't support it, you know, whether we're talking about immigration. And I know I'm going off on a tangent, and I don't think that's what that email meant to do, but the frustration is Democrats and Republicans. I mean, two different ways to look at it. Republicans more hardcore and bashing the president on the head and blaming everything on him. But Democrats saying, you know what, I'm going to concede here that this isn't what I thought. There's problems, and I'm really, really disappointed. All right, let's move to another one. This one from Jake in Austin listens to us all the time, and he says, Kate, I can't believe that Cowboy game. That was awful. I mean, it was like a sea of red. Was there any Cowboy fans there in the first place? Thank goodness I didn't go and make the drive up to Dallas. It was terrible. How many times can Tony Romo throw bad interceptions? Well, I think three times, right? Picked three times. Yeah, it wasn't a great Cowboy game. Not a great one to open with. You could say, well, San Francisco's so tough. But San Francisco lost a bunch of players on their defense, but it didn't matter. They still had enough defense to go around to make a difference, and the Cowboys started off as the same old Cowboys. But I think the big thing there is the fact that, and I mentioned this even already on the air, that you have a hometown, a giant, you know, stadium that is really more like the away team's field. Because you did see just red jerseys all over the place, and, you know, where were the Cowboy fans? They've given up. So it's going to be like that every week. We've given up. We don't care anymore. All right, here's another one from Joe who says, yo, Kate, I heard you talking about Joan Rivers. I have to say, a lot of people gave her crap over the years, but I thought she was pretty funny myself. And I think it's a tragedy what happened to her. The more that I read about it, this was supposed to be a routine deal. How can this happen? How can it happen? Anytime you're under anesthesia, anything can happen. It was supposed to be a routine deal. It was something with her throat and her voice, and she was at a clinic, and next thing you know, she had a heart attack. And, I mean, boy, you know, they're looking into it. The state is looking into it. I'll be curious if they come away with anything, any kind of charges or any of that kind of stuff. And she did, her funeral was on Sunday, and she had, you know, the Kathy Griffins and the Whoopi Goldbergs and Sarah Jessica Parker and all those kinds of people in the entertainment business and people from television that she was friendly with over the years, New Yorkers like Diane Sawyer and Barbara Walters and whatever. They all came out to say goodbye to Joan Rivers. So 81 is really crazy that happened. And 81, you could say, well, she was 81, but supposedly she was pretty healthy. It was supposed to be a routine deal, and that's frightening, huh? All right, so we move on to another one, and this one comes to us from Rose, who says, hello, America, tonight. I know you're paying close attention to what's happening when it comes to this Islamic State thing, but I have to tell you, I think it's just downright barbaric what happened to those two journalists. You know, at first I heard the story and I couldn't even bring myself to look at the video, but I know so many people have seen it, and that's awful in itself too, if you think about it, because that's exactly what they want. They want people to be horrified, to look at the video, to be frightened with them, to think that they can get to the United States and do that to our people. I would wonder if more journalists would be wary of going over to places like Syria and Iraq. What do you think? Well, it takes a certain kind of person who wants to go over and cover things there. You want to be in the thick of it. And now being in the thick of it, it used to be when you covered a war zone, absolutely, you know, you could be killed by a mortar that went off, stepping on a mine, you know, a million other things, IED. But not so much that you were the target. Now, in the situations in the Middle East, you're the target. So, absolutely, you're the prize. If you get into a situation where you can be kidnapped, you get kidnapped, all bets are off. Who knows what happens? And in the case of the two Americans, James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, the worst happened. Freelance journalists, but providing useful information, exacting information of what really the picture was in Syria and what the picture was in Iraq, especially when it came to the Islamic State. They get kidnapped and then that's it. All right, you know what to do. If you have any thoughts, you can always send them to me. Like I said at the top of this, americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
And Romo gives on a stretch run left to Murray. Murray tries to slant, pushes ahead, gets just a couple. Ball popped out, picked up Culliver. He's running, and he's gone. Touchdown, 49ers. 1 minute into the season, and the defense strikes.
Gets the snap. He's back. Pocket collapses. He's in a crowd. He runs out of the crowd to the right. Throws it on the run for the goal line, and the pass is caught. Justin Brown beat it back for the touchdown.
Late fake by Foles, rolling right. Oh, he's got a man wide open down the field. Jeremy Macklin is behind everybody. It's going to be a very easy touchdown for Philadelphia. 68 yards, a blow coverage in the Jaguars secondary.
Play action fake Fitzpatrick. Got all kinds of time. Fires over the middle. His man's wide open. It pops it. Breaks the tackle at the 30. He's going to go all the way for a touchdown.
Divide backfield. Olsen to the right. Williams to the left. The play pass. Anderson looking in zone. Fade stop. It's caught. Benjamin for a score.
And he will work under center. Now he'll stay there. Throws a slant. Julius Thomas. Touchdown Denver. Oh, he just... LaRon Landry at the line of scrimmage and could not have been more open. Julius Thomas, his third touchdown reception of the first half, and the Broncos in front of the Colts, 23-0.
Dolphins got down on second down and seven. Going deep, looking for A.J. Green. Ravens territory, 40. Green bobbles in and makes the catch at the 20. Sidestep the tackler at the 10, and he's in for the go-ahead touchdown.
Cordarrelle Patterson motions to the backfield, toss to Cordarrelle. Turns up the field to the 40, to the 50, to the Rams 40 angle, to the left of the 30. Shakes the tackle at the 25. Cordarrelle Patterson back to the right, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! In a one-season and one-game run for Cordarrelle Patterson, that's as good as we've seen. Cordarrelle Patterson with a 67-yard rushing touchdown, the fourth of his career, and the Vikings lead 19-3. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, the Vikings went on to smash the Rams, as they should have, slaughtering those lambs. 34-6. There were some really tight games, though. A couple of overtime games. You heard some great highlights there. How about Buffalo picking off Chicago the way they did, 23-20, the final one there. Atlanta and New Orleans. Atlanta coming up with a big play when they needed, 37-34. That was big. Matty Ice came up huge for them. Dallas was thrashed by San Francisco, humiliated. They looked like they were playing dirt ball. I don't know. One of the worst performances, 28-17. The Eagles could have really joined them in that category, but in the end, they were being blown out 17-0, and then they reeled off 34 straight points, knocking off Jacksonville at home 34-17. But it didn't start out that way. The first half was disastrous, but then they really came back, and the capper was Denver beating the Colts 31-24. That game was really a blowout. There's some added points at the tail end of the game. And there are some crazy things that are happening in the world of the NFL. But what a week to start on. The Washington Redskins beaten by Houston 17-6. And a whole bunch of other things to mix into that. Matt, you were watching. You're a fan of the NFL like I am. And you're also a fantasy player. It was the early games especially, as you and I said to each other off the air, were really the tighter, better games, I think.
Yeah, you had them coming down to the wire and some overtime games, some game-winning field goals in the last couple seconds, like Pittsburgh, who had to fend off Cleveland coming out of nowhere. And actually, you know, I think they scored like 24 straight points in the second half or something like that. And then I mean, you also had Miami beating New England, which, I mean, I don't think a lot of people saw that coming. You had, I mean, your Philadelphia squad, we talked about that Jacksonville was beating them 17-0 at the half.
Yeah, crazy.
You had a lot of things going on that, I mean, it was a very untraditional day in the NFL, I think. And one of those games that was, I think, nationally, everyone pretty much got that San Francisco-Dallas game. And I feel bad for them because I was watching the Carolina-Tampa Bay game, I think, that was on at the same time, and that was a far more interesting game. Yeah, Derek Anderson filling in for Cam Newton and performing pretty well.
Far more interesting, I have to agree with you. And then the big thing, too, is the man who everybody was talking about going into the draft, Jadeveon Clowney, has a tear against the Redskins that could require arthroscopic surgery. Not good, which means how long is he going to be out? They don't know. If you got a knee injury, you're out for a while.
He tore his meniscus, and they're saying 4 to 6 weeks, which is, I mean, obviously better than the whole year, but not something when Houston's whole claim to fame this year is going to be this, you know, very stout front four defense with J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney, and you knock one of those guys out of the game, and now I don't know what Houston's going to hang their head on anymore because their offense hasn't looked great lately. They had the big play with DeAndre Hopkins and Ryan Fitzpatrick, but I don't know if that's going to last forever. You might see Ryan Mallett in there at some point.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, besides football, too, and you're a baseball fan like I am, and Derek Jeter, the great Derek Jeter, fistful of rings, retiring. Does that make you feel old?
A little bit, I guess. I think I'm going to start feeling old, though, when people my age are retiring.
But he's 40. He just turned 40.
And so it's like when, you know, in another, like, this next set, so, like, in about, like, 5-6 years when people are starting to retire, then I'll start feeling old. I still remember being a kid when Jeter was playing.
When Jeter played, yeah. I mean, it was crazy. At the Bronx, it was Derek Jeter Day in the Bronx, and Michael Jordan was there, and Cal Ripken Jr. was there, and, you know, everybody was there to celebrate the whole idea that this is the end for him, and he talked to the fans who have supported him, because for two decades he's been with the New York Yankees, something that won't happen, I think, in the future for a lot of players because of the way things are set up. It usually doesn't work out that way anymore. You don't start and finish with the same team. So for him to come up through the farm system the way he did and then to be able to finish with the Yankees, that's something special. And now at 40, who knows what he goes on to do. I don't know that I see him necessarily commentating if he decides he wants to stay around the game. Maybe somehow he stays involved. They're talking about him staying involved with the Yankees, and maybe that's what ends up happening. Who knows? But what an incredible player Derek Jeter was in his time with the Yankees. And like I said, a fistful of rings when he was just a kid and all the way through, and was an incredible asset to the Yankees. And, boy, he got, you know what he got, Matt? They gave him a trip. They gave him during that ceremony a 10-day trip to Tuscany. They made a huge donation to his Turn 2 Foundation. They made a crystal of his emblem that had a special inscription on it. They also had a 30-foot banner of Jeter that they unveiled in the Great Hall, in the stadium's Great Hall. And then Sunday was, of course, declared Derek Jeter Day, which was huge.
And just going back to when they came up, you know, it was that you just go from the catcher up through the middle of the field. You had Posada, Rivera, the closer, Jeter, and then Bernie Williams that were all relatively, you know, the young guys that came up through that organization, kind of stabilized it. Because I remember the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, they weren't that good. You had this kind of crop come up, and then they, you know, spread out a couple of veterans. I remember Paul O'Neill and Tino Martinez there for a little bit. And you had these other guys that made those championship teams in the mid-90s that really started the whole kind of new dynasty that was with Jeter and Bernie Williams and those guys.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of them came back, too. A lot of people that he was friendly with, Bernie Williams that you mentioned, David Cone, who was around for a while, he was there. Paul O'Neill, like you said, he was there. Mariano Rivera, of course, spent all that time with Jeter, and he was there, and Posada was there, and wow, it was like a who's who, really, of Yankees. So it was a big, big, big day for them. The Yankees not making it to the playoffs, I don't think, this year, too far out of it, but this gives them something to leave with, because he was, like I said, just a giant part of the reason why they, at one point, were just winning championship after championship after championship, and good for him. He's a surefire Hall of Famer, 5 years, and Derek Jeter will go into the Hall of Fame. And there's no debate over his plaque. If you go to Cooperstown, which should be on everybody's bucket list if you're a baseball fan, he's going to have a Yankees cap. There's no debating. What cap should I wear? What should be on my plaque? He was a Yankee his entire career. Thanks once again for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. If you want to flip us an email, do it, americatonight.net.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.